It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, we still have a lot to get to here this afternoon. Jennings coming up after 5 o'clock. On Saturday night at 9 o'clock, CBS, 48 hours, the episode will be called Fatal First Date.
You are the lead crime scene investigator?
Yes.
Were you really prepared for what you faced when you walked into that house?
I was not.
Why would somebody do this to him? Why would they try to hurt my baby? That's all I kept thinking. He's my baby. Someone hurt him.
Going on a first date and they both end up getting shot is insane.
Yeah, this is the story of my friend Chris Smith, and we've shared his story many times. Leslie Reeves was the woman that he was with up in Farmersville, and she was assassinated by her ex-boyfriend. Chris was shot and left for dead. He's with us this afternoon. How are you, Mr. Chris Smith? Are you ready for this 48 hours debut?
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. They had sent out, Paula Rosa, who's the producer, as you know, they sent out a clip and a preview of this. And let me play this, Chris, because I had never really heard Breon. Breon Smith is not related to you, but she's the young girl, she's only 16 years old, Sue, that looked for you on that fateful Thanksgiving morning because nobody had heard from you, right?
Correct, yes. Family friend's daughter, yes, Breon. Yes, Breon Smith. Yeah, just a coincidence, my friend.
Listen to this.
I saw the back door was broken, and then I saw Chris laying there. And then I ran back to my car and called 911.
Nobody's answering the door, and the back window's shattered, and there's a body, and there's a foot I saw on the floor. I'm only 16. I can't deal with this.
I was in shock, I think.
Sheriff's Office, Jeff.
Jeff, give me some help. I got one alive and one dead.
I just remember them bringing Chris out on the stretcher to the ambulance. I remember there being a sheet over him, so it made me panic a little bit.
You know, I know this story pretty well, but I've never heard her story of how she found you, and obviously she thought because of the sheet that maybe you did not make that Christmas. So this is going to be an interesting emotional experience for you watching this on Saturday night, won't it?
A little bit, yeah. When I saw this morning, kind of hit me.
Yeah, well, you know, look, I know it's going to be tough, and you're still fighting for getting your life back on track, and we're going to address that after Election Day because you have a procedure that you're going to undergo in Chicago to hopefully restore more movement to your legs. But tomorrow, as you know, we're going to interview from 60 Minutes Aaron Moriarty. I'm sorry, from 48 Hours, Aaron Moriarty, who came in. They came in, a big crew over the summer. They were there when this piece of human debris was convicted and sentenced over the summer for this murder and attempted murder. And they spent a couple of weeks, all told, didn't they, here in St. Louis filming this, Chris?
Yeah, we were together the whole month of June. I love those guys. They're great. I mean, great relationships were formed with 48 Hours cast and crew.
Chris, I've got a question. I've, you know, watched some of these shows quite a bit, and I guess what I'm wondering is as you, as the victim, does this feel cathartic to talk about it? Like, what is your experience when you... when you did the 48 hours thing?
Well, as Mark says, I'm a camera whore. I love this, Sue. But, I enjoy it because I know that my story is helping thousands of people around the world right now.
Yeah, because part of the story, and I think 48 Hours Chris is going to get into this, part of the story is the crime itself.
Right.
What happened to Leslie, what happened to Chris, and, my connection with the story, let's face it, that's going to be a big part of it, too. I think I might make a small appearance. But then the rest of the story, I always make it about me, Chris, you know. The rest of the story is your survival coming back and not giving up and being able to try to walk again
exactly.
And all of these other things that you've been doing for the past couple of years.
Yes, that's the really biggest part of the story is what they want to highlight.
Would you share with the audience and with Sue, because I'm not sure she knows what happened about a week ago Saturday?
A week ago Saturday.
Okay. Well, it's a pretty big moment in your life. I believe it involved a ring. Do I need to remind you of this? Seriously?
No, I was just messing with you. So I'll see if you remember, because I invited you to be there. You didn't show up.
I know, I didn't show up. You're right.
I know, yeah, there's stuff going on, brother. I was going to tease you. But yeah, I actually got engaged last Saturday, Sue, to
a beautiful woman
that I've been dating now for the last year and 8 months. And she said yes. I was at my last show of the year at the Defiance Roadhouse. And during the second break, I asked her during the break, I said, hey, Michelle, come up here. I got down on one knee, kind of halfway on one knee, and I said, will you marry me? And she said, hell yes. And Channel 5, KSDK was there. They filmed it too. And
Chris.
I'm making a movie. I really am making a movie script.
Well, you should be.
That's
look, Michelle
awesome.
Is awesome. I've gotten a chance to know her. Why she wants to spend the rest of her life with Chris, I'll never know. But she is a fine, fine woman. There's no doubt. Well, are you having a little bit of a watch party on Saturday night, too, for this?
Yes, we'll be at the Mellow Mushroom in Cottleville, Missouri. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I know that this has been kind of a long time coming. Chris spent, I think you were very proactive in trying to get this story on the radar because you felt that it was a story that deserved to be told. I felt that as well, and I'm so glad that the crew from 48 Hours came in. And Erin's going to share, her version of why they were interested in this story tomorrow night in the 5 o'clock hour. I know they're very excited to finally get this on the air. And this would be, I always kind of forget, was this the third year anniversary or the fourth coming up on Thanksgiving?
This will be the third year anniversary on 11/24.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Somewhere between 11:30 and midnight.
All right.
That's what they say.
The whole country is going to see the story 48 hours on Saturday night. Chris, we're going to talk soon. All right. Hang in there. Enjoy the weekend.
Congrats, Chris.
Yep. Take
you
care.
Too. Thank you, Sue. Bye-bye.
Jennings coming up. We might have lost him for good after all this CNN excitement, but he's coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.